todolisthome.com. Welcome. I'm your host, Tony Teolis, and we're keeping track of things to do for a better life. Today is June 20, 2012. This is episode 103 of the To Do List Home podcast. Bring life to dead patch of lawn, an update on hoogle culture and swells. Brought to you from Northern Virginia in the USA. More information on this podcast and others can be found at todolisthome.com. The song of the day is Sinfonia in D Major by Carl Ditters von Dittersdorf, written around 1770. Watch and listen through the links that can be found in the show notes. Todolisthome.com is your resource for information on preparing for the future and retiring early, learning and improving permaculture techniques to help build community, sufficiency and reliance, home and life improvement projects, and reviews of companies, products, and services to make it all happen. We're making a better life, and this is how we do it. Connect with us. Listen to us on iTunes and podcasts. Watch the To-Do List Home videos on YouTube channel Tokyo73. Follow us on Twitter and be our friend on Facebook. Links to all these sites are at todolisthome.com. You'll find files that you can download for your to-do list. Share your to-do list ideas with us and tell your friends about todolisthome.com. On our to-do list today is Bring Life to Dead Patch of Lawn, an update on hoogle culture and swells. This is a follow-up to episode 95, How to Green a Dead Patch of Lawn, or Permaculture Principle Number 8. I have a link to that episode in today's show notes, so I won't repeat exactly what I covered in that episode, but I do think it's important to give you an update of how the dead patches of lawn that I've repaired over the last month are doing. For 3 years, I was unsuccessful at trying to bring life to dead patches of land on my property. The most unsightly of these was a large area on either side of the entrance to my shed in the backyard. I attempted using Scotch fertilizer and grass seed and watering, but I know little about what I was doing. My experimenting and success with hoogle culture this year fostered a change in my approach to how I think and plan for bringing life to my land. The dead patches were dead not because they lacked artificial fertilizer and grass seed, but rather my land is clay and quartz rock, and what the hell can grow on that other than nothing? It wasn't until my kids and I dug holes in the yard to store wood on top of which we planted blueberry and elderberry plants that we realized just how unlively our yard was. It's a good thing we planted our plants and gardens on top of buried wood, because not only did we avoid the use of costly fertilizers, we also avoided water waste. Wood that is covered with soil serves to catch and hold water and breaks down slowly enough over time to allow for nutrient dispersal and bacterial growth, which then fosters a gathering and flourishing of life such as worms and other insects that help to till and fertilize the clay until it becomes amazing soil with a high degree of productivity. We built our hoogle culture beds by digging holes, filling them in with logs, and covering the logs with homegrown compost and topsoil. And to aid the development of the beds, we also spread around some cover crop, including beans, rye, oats, clover, and alfalfa, to help drop nitrogen and other nutrients into the new beds and mounds. Doing this led me to think differently about how to repair dead patches. It seemed plausible that if I could bring life to the mounds and gardens that then supported new plants growing on top, it made sense to consider a hoogle culture approach to fixing the dead patches. A month ago, I finally couldn't take the unsightly dead patches near the shed any longer and put my theory of building life on top of life to work. Episode 95 discusses the steps I took to prepare and cover over the dead patches. In short, I dug out the dead patches to a depth of about 6 inches, then I tossed in some small logs and branches, covered them with compost and topsoil, and this raised the level of the ground. It basically built these nice swells to catch and hold water, which escaped down the steep slopes of my backyard to the northwest corner and into the woods. So where the land was once eroded and flat in a sense, it was changed to raised swales created hugelkultur style. A lot of the life was put into these holes, and I covered the soil, and on top we put lots of oats and wheat and alfalfa, bean and clover seeds. My son and I then covered the seeds with straw, and we did this on May 20, and right after we finished, a wonderful long rain came, and it rained on and off for the next few days. Thus, the dead patches were well on the road to recovery. 1 month later, and it's hard for me to remember just how ugly that area used to be. Luckily, I have pictures to share with you so you can consider the worthiness of doing this yourself to fix dead patches of land. In the past, I might have purchased petroleum-based chemicals and soaked my land, and then tried to till and add more store-bought solutions and grow grass on top of that, which itself is basically chemically created, or artificially created at least. But for me, it is so much better to build life from life. If you listen to episode 100, you know I work in the Biological Sciences Directorate at the National Science Foundation. Building life is what we do. Not only is it more beautiful, but it's opened my eyes to understand what really makes things green, and it's not the chemicals sold in stores. It's the life and the breakdown of that life and creation of new life in the form of bacteria and insects and animals and plants that give off carbon in various forms. And you know that carbon is the basic building block of all life on planet Earth. And if you know a little bit more, then you'll know that everything you see that's green is the result of carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is not evil. The people who tell you it is are. Furthermore, this form of fixing dead land does so much more than green my yard. It also catches, stores, and slows water flows through my steep sloping backyard. I have taken this approach to fixing other dead patches, and I will be reporting on the changes that this has created in my landscape for the better. A dead area that I fixed most recently with hugelkultur and small swells is about 20 square feet in area, and it's used heavily as a pathway to and from the backyards. However, it's also already starting to look like this type of repair might finally hold after many other failed attempts. We'll see, and once I have proof positive, I will get out an article to share with you. Overall, the cost of doing these fixes of dead patches of land on my property was really just costs of time and energy versus money spent at the store, and time spent driving to and from the store, and gasoline spent doing that. I only used topsoil I could scrounge from near the fence line, which is covered with trees, my homegrown compost, logs, and other pieces of wood from the yard, and seeds I had left over from other plantings. So if you're looking to heal dead land, slow water erosion, and grow green things unconventionally, then consider hugelkultur and swales. Remember, the lesson for the day is that it is so much more rewarding to give new life to your yard from the life that can be found all around it. Please email me with any questions you may have about hugelkultur and swale building for repairing dead land. Check out Paul Wheaton at permies.com, Jack Spierko and thesurvivalpodcast.com, and Jason Akers at theselfsufficientgardener.com. And last but not least, I said hugelkultur enough in this episode, Sepulzer. Look them up. You'll be amazed. All of these sites and people will help you with building gardens and more. They'll help you build your life. So go to todolisthome.com for more resources on the people and websites that have helped me learn and become good at what I'm doing. That's it for today. Now go and do something useful.